What's up, guys? I'm back. This is freaking TJ Peaches. Let's tie talk, mofos. It's good to be back. It's been a long time. I've only done 3 episodes, but I'm going strong now. I got some free time, you know. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this ish. So, welcome to Tie Talks. That's a working name. It's a work in progress. It might change. I'm thinking it might change to Tie Ties, or what was I gonna say? Tie Ties Peachy Podcast. That might be better. I'm thinking it might be better. Or TJ Peach's Peachy Podcast. Not really sure, though, but, you know. Anyways, what do we think of the new Future album? It's pretty effing lit, right? I think it's pretty good. Or the new Future albums. Future Hendrix. People think he's an ignorant rapper, but he's not an ignorant rapper. The dude's a freaking genius. And I love him. I've also been back on my Wayne shit. Love Lil Wayne. He's a baller. But that is not the main topic today. That was just, had to get that out there. Go listen to Future Hendrix. Also, go bump Lil Wayne's old mixtapes. He goes hard AF. Go do it. So, yeah, welcome to Tie Talks. This is TJ Peaches. We got some real spiritual vibes in here. We got some candles lit. We got some incense lit. Reporting from the Uncommon Apartments, the one and only, where they overcharge you money. Or my parents have to pay way too much for stuff I'm not even using. But you know what? It's all good. It's a chill spot. It's furnished. Whatever. Check it out, I guess. No, don't quote me on that, even though it's going to be quoted. But anyways, so, let's talk. Welcome to the podcast, bitches. So I was in my reporting class the other day, and my teacher brought up my reporting class. So yeah, she brought up an article. She was talking that was on the Register Guard about Eugene homelessness and how, like, a New York-based firm came in, because I guess they deal with a lot of homeless people. A New York-based firm came in and they kind of evaluated, like, Eugene's homeless problem. And I mean, for everyone who lives in Eugene, I feel like, I don't know, at least for me since my freshman year of college, I feel like it's been getting way sketchier. Not like, and like, we have like a bad, like, as students and like everyone and, you know, like sort of the middle, upper class, even the lower class just like has a bad relationship with the homeless people in Eugene. Like, they're assholes. A lot of them are. I mean, some of them are chill. A lot of them are assholes. And like, I mean, not gonna lie, if I was like a woman, I would be terrified to walk downtown alone at night. But anyways, so this article was talking about basically how this New York company came in and basically said that we're quote-unquote crisis, the Eugene is in crisis level, that we're going to need to do some serious revamping of our whatever just to, we're at crisis level. You know, think about that. Take that in for a second. Crisis level for the small little city of Eugene. Like, I feel like they just, you know, it's, you can't walk downtown without, at least for me, I can't walk downtown without being asked for a dollar several times. And then maybe, and then obviously a cigarette. They always want cigarettes or weed. And then I've even had people tell me that they've seen people shooting up on the sidewalk, which is totally screwed up. I mean, that's just not good. Like, apparently, like, police calls have gone up 46% in the last 3 years. Like, and I've been here the last 3 years, so, like, obviously, shit is getting worse. Like, yeah, so I don't know what we're gonna do about that. I'm not, like, a public policy guy. I'm gonna have to talk to my friend Gilly Garber-Yance about that. That's his major public policy and whatever, something. Planning. Public planning and policy poop. But so we got some homeless people and they're homeless And they're a lot of them are mean, and a lot of them are sketchy. I've had friends almost get shot and or stabbed and or whatever, and it's just not good, man. Like, I don't know what the deal is, but I think it's because Springfield, maybe. Like, apparently they had some recent legislation where, like, they couldn't do something, and then all the homeless people had to, like, come over to Eugene, so now it's even more crowded. And, like, I was talking about this the other day, like, downtown Eugene could be dope and, like, chill and, like, a nice little, quaint little town with a bunch of good shops and good coffee and some music and some bars. But, like, the last time I walked down there, I mean, even in the middle of the day, it's just, like, they're disrespectful. There's always cops talking to them to, like, move, or you can't do that. You can't drink Four Loko on the sidewalk at 11 a.m. That's just on a Tuesday. That just doesn't work. Can't do that. There's kids around. Like, this is a city. Like, and, like, I think a lot of the problem is that, like, a lot of these guys are lazy, but they're also, like, there's a serious, like, drug problem with them, and, like, they're dirty, and, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple, like, hippie dudes that are real chill, but they'll still beg you and ask you for money. It's just, like, I don't know. Like, I walk down in downtown San Francisco, where there's way more homeless people, well, obviously, because it's a bigger city, or, like, whatever, and they won't ask you for anything. And then here, they just ask you, like, nonstop, pester you all the time. I mean, if I were to go walking right now towards downtown Eugene, I would get asked for money right now. At least twice. But, yeah, so what do we think about that? I think, I mean, these homeless, like, obviously, I can't say what they've been through, all that stuff, but they're kind of mean. Like, a lot of them are mean, and they're kind of just, like, yeah, they're mean, and they just kind of want some free handouts. I mean, which is fine. Like, I mean, I feel that, but at the same time, we need to do something, or the city needs to do something. I don't know what to do. Something needs to happen about that. But, yeah, so just went off on a limb there. Like, you can't, yeah, I mean, they're some, and I mean, they're scary, too, some of them, honestly. Like, not all homeless people have, like, some of them are really intimidating looking. Like, I feel like I might get hurt, you know? Anyways, I don't know, and they go through your trash, which is fine. Like, I'm nice to them and all. Like, I talked to a lot of homeless guys last year who would go through our trash. Like, when I lived in the house over on 16th and over by, kind of by Safeway. And, like, they go through your trash 12 times a day. And you're all, I mean, you wake up early in the morning, you see guys with their bicycle trailer things that they pull a bunch of stuff around, and they're looking through your trash. And then if you're out on the porch doing whatever you're doing, like, they'll ask you, yo, man, you got any cans? Sometimes you say yeah. Sometimes, even if you do, you say no. Or, yeah, I know. Sometimes you feel nice and you give them stuff. But, like, I don't know. Like, last week, I think I gave a dude a dollar because I just, like, was like, I have $1 left in my wallet. And I was just like, all right, go for it. I gave him a dollar. He was waiting outside. What is it? Bill and Tim's Barbecue. I think that's the name. And, yeah, I don't know. They're beggars out there. We got some beggars. Like, I mean, they're obviously not qualified to get a job, but we need some, like, low-income housing or something. Because that article that I was talking about basically said, we're at crisis level. If we don't do something soon, like, there's no going back. And then I feel like, I feel like in 10 years, if nothing changes, like, Eugene is going to become even more of a shithole than it already is. Like, Eugene's dope. It has cool, a lot of cool culture, a lot of cool stuff, but it's honestly gone a little bit downhill from since when I, like, moved here freshman year. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not one to talk about it, though. You know, I mean, like, and then there's, like, the tweakers that are freaking just, like, out there blasting their Bluetooth, like, nah, nah, nah. Like, I remember walking down, like, probably noon on, like, I think it was, like, a Wednesday, and this girl, like, barely wearing anything, is just, like, singing super loud, like, to some music, blasting, like, some Bluetooth, whatever, old school stuff, but it was just obnoxious. Like, it wasn't, and it was kind of sketch, like, she was on some drugs, like, I don't know, man. And bars apparently have, like, or, like, downtown is just employed, like, security or something just to call the cops when shit gets way too out of hand. Like, sketch, man. Like, they don't even need that in freaking big cities a lot of the time. So it's weird. It's definitely weird. But, hey, just rambling about that. Just rambling. But that's all for this one. I just wanted to say something about that. Police presence has, like, gone up, at least in my eye. And, I mean, I think it kind of should because, like, it gets sketch. Like, sketchy. Kids, families don't feel safe walking around downtown. And I'm not blaming this on the homeless people. Like, I'm not really blaming it. It's just, like, they need to do something. Like, I don't know why they don't go to, like, a bigger city where they have better options. Like, I don't know what is so good about Eugene and being homeless. I feel like it would suck to be homeless in Eugene. But maybe it's dope. Maybe they freaking rage. But, yeah, I don't know, man. But, yeah, anyway, it's good to be back. I'm going to do this podcast way more often now. But, yeah. Peace out, guys. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Go listen to Future Hendrix. Go bump some old Wayne. Bump the Dedications. Bump No Ceilings. What's the other one? Shit. I don't know. Go make things happen out there in the world. Be nice to these homeless people, but don't let them F your shit up. For real. Alright, later, y'all.